This is CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
We got no choice but to turn this beat sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Listen, if you know anything about music, you would know that this is the cream of the crop. This is as far as it goes. This is as far as it can get in as far as music is concerned. This is George Benson. The song is called Breezin'. I also took you back a classic by Winston. I just tweeted earlier on and I said today's show is highly inspired. I'm highly inspired by the guests I have today. At the forefront of R&B and soul. In fact, African R&B and soul, we've got Brian Temba who will be joining us in studio. And at the forefront of contemporary jazz and R&B and soul, also urban music, we've got Annie Smith who will be joining us in studio. I'm very excited. I'm rolling solo today, but my producer is standing by. I don't know if you remember, last week we did introduce a new producer by the name of Jackie. So yeah, so I'll be hanging out with her today. Impo isn't in today, whom you all know as 37MPH. But we appreciate your support nonetheless. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's take a look at what happened last week.
Previously on the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Gone, but only for a few hours, and now he is back.
Yep, as mentioned before, we do have Londi London in studio. We just played you a single from her. It's called He Goes. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's Friday. I'm excited. The energy in this room is amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. Have you ever done anything like this?
Like live, like this on radio?
Yeah.
No.
Is it intimidating in any way?
No, it's fun.
I'm great.
Nice. It so
oh,
far.
We love that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, we love that.
We love that. Listen, now and then we bring in people who find it very intimidating, so we always have to find out if people are comfortable with this type of setup.
Okay.
But we're grateful that you're here nonetheless.
Thank you for having me.
Before we even go into, we zoom into you as a person, let's talk about your sound.
Yes.
There's a distinctive sound.
I'm actually a soul and swing jazz singer.
Yeah.
But I do house because vele ngumuntu wasethekwini, and I like to make people dance. So I like to fuse the two together.
But gradually bring down the song, and then we'll remain with the band playing in the background. That doubt that she can sing. She was actually doing that live.
For real.
Like on the spot. She didn't even know we were going to be doing this live stuff. You're truly remarkable. You're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think it's tragic that people would undersell you when you're this talented. But how did that make you?
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
Wow.
Guys.
Wow.
Listen. Listen to me. You know, now and then a song comes along, huh? And everything just comes to a standstill.
Wow.
This is one of those songs.
Definitely.
Yeah. Only MXO can pull off Gerard on a song.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The green. What up, Jay?
Ah, man. Listen, yes, thank you very much for joining us. Look, I know the album is not ready yet.
Yes, sir.
The one thing you're good at, like the one thing that you're known for is, you know, live performances.
Live and direct.
I mean, why do we have a live band if we're not going to do something special?
Yes, I am. Lordy! What do you do? Yes, I am.
Yeah, man. There you have it, man. Absolutely stunning stuff.
What a gem.
I loved it. Yes,
so I'm particularly interested in the content. What a dream.
Oh, yeah, man. What a dream is just to celebrate the queens, you know, saying, hey, you know, we will take care of you.
Yeah.
You know, we'll take you wherever you want to go.
Yeah, Michelangelo in there.
Yeah, like, you know.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience. Welcome back. Welcome back. To the O'Neill Africa Experience.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, so as promised, we do have Brian Temba in studio. Annie Smith is in studio as well. In the background, this is Tropical Legs. If you know anything about music, you should be singing along to this. Or skating along to it, at least. So here's what's happening. When you have great musicians, this is what happens. We're live now.
Yeah, yeah.
Unrehearsed. Stand by, don't move, we're coming back.
How can we not?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brian Temba world. Sit back and enjoy the ride with us. Come on!
Oh, baby. Oh, yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Live without you, this is Brian Temba. Man, the things you do with your voice, Brian, like the things you do,
Yo, and to be honest, it's been sleeping. So
I've done countless interviews with Brian Temba, and I just can't get used to just how incredibly talented you are. Your range is amazing, bro.
Thank
like
you,
it just
brother.
Keeps going and going and going and going. But what have you been up to?
I've been doing TV, as a lot of people would know.
Yeah.
But you know, the beautiful thing about music is that you can do it anytime, you know, and that's what I've been doing. I've been also in studio. I've been recording. I've been working on my new EP to come out hopefully before the end of the year.
Yeah.
You know, I was just chatting to Ernie right now. We're going to be working together.
See, there we go. What? That's what we do here. What? That's what we want.
Yeah, man. So that's exciting for me, because the minute you collaborate with other great artists, you know, great musicians, then it makes it all the more beautiful and interesting, you know.
You has anything changed with your sound in as far as like sonically going into this new album? Is there anything different?
You know, this album on ABC, I've had so much fun doing it. You know, I was telling somebody that I did on ABC obviously in my own studio, but the fun thing about it is like I was doing Brian. I was doing everything that I've ever wanted to do in an album, you know, have the live horns, have live drums, have everything. So I've been having fun with that, you know. But like I'm saying to you, I'm actually working on an EP, and the EP sound is going to be so much different. It's going to sound, the sound of it, obviously vocals and everything is going to be Brian Temba. Style is going to be Brian Temba, but the music and the sound, you know, we have the 808s now, we have everything else. Sometimes the beautiful thing about music is that you can't box yourself.
Yeah.
With music, you can go wherever you want to go. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm experiencing about music. I'm having fun in studio right now producing a new album, and I'm enjoying it.
Look, I think it would be naive of us to act like there aren't trends. There are obviously trends out there that determine the course of the direction of the music.
Yeah.
Does that affect you in any way? Do you worry about those things?
Look, any artist would worry about that. Any artist would worry about trends, and some of them actually fell off the bandwagon because they think, I don't fit in here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't. You can't think like that. The most beautiful thing is that you're given music and you're given talent and you're given whatever we hear that is new, we can do 10 times better. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. So take whoever you are, bring it to the now. Don't be caught up in the old. That's what I believe, because we can always reinvent ourselves.
Yes.
If you're a true musician, you can always do that.
Ah, man is speaking my language. We still have Ernie Smith standing by. Let's go into our first performance for today.
What's it? Zizwa nyipele lo mandla ma Mbono busho bako ngege Lunge menga pila pande wako Nomu sugo lo twa nje Gipi tuba mtuwa nangi kase Bigu daba lo mbinshe Ya bonu tando balu mefe na Ya funga nyako mela Oh, yeah, Oh, I get it. Man, I get to Maza, baby. Man, I get to Maza, darling. Man, I get to Maza, baby. Oh, yeah. Man, I get to Chego lá no mate, arranha está E funa, ué, na ué, duanje É mandulóa Gatanda seba ngane, ué, na O tunye singuá nga seca, ya dá Menangik xelango, suiki Oh, ae, oh Ange, ganli Baby, no
Outstanding. We're coming back with more Brian Temba and Ernie Smith.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
This is CliffCentral.com.
This time, I'll do my best to get it right. I want a brand new start. Love, don't hurt me again. I'll do my best to be by your side, love. Don't hurt me again. I need you now. Can you please be my friend? Can you open the door? See, I don't want to be alone no more. Say, love, don't let me again, cause I need you now. Can you please be my friend? So little do, little do. Can you open the door? See, I don't want to be alone no more. Say love, hey love. I said I'm down on bended knees. Love, love. Say love, love.
Can we have Brian join in, please?
Get on top of me, like
okay.
You
know what I mean? How is this even possible, guys? This amount of talent. Listen, people don't want to hear me talk. People want to hear you gentlemen perform.
Can I stand up?
So, I'd love it if you gentlemen can do this together. Fine. This is an absolute classic. So let's see what they can do with it.
What is this?
This is
Ryan looks prepared.
Yeah. No, I gotta stand, man. Yeah, you know sometimes when you sing.
Jakey, why are you not crying?
I know, right?
Like, I need to understand why you're not crying.
Oh, man.
What would it take for you to cry?
Said your turn.
That was beautiful.
Beautiful. Said your turn.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Man, groundbreaking stuff. Brian Temba. This was not your first single. Your breakout single was Dominoes.
Dominoes, yes.
Yes. Absolute classic.
Yeah, man.
I've been talking about this man. This man is in studio with us. Annie Smith is here in studio with us. You know? When you Google Annie Smith,
you get the Jamaican guy. He's gonna die soon. Don't
The reggae guy. That's not. I wasn't even gonna talk about that.
I thought. But, let me just get to the point.
But that's pretty funny. apart from that happening, Google will say to you, people who searched for Annie Smith also searched for George Benson.
Yeah,
of course.
And then who else was there? But like just major artists, BB Winans.
Yeah. Probably Jonathan Butler.
Yeah, Jonathan Butler as well. So for me, that is indicative of the type of artist you are. Sure. You are on that level. How you been, my
humbled,
brother?
I'm humbled. I've been great, man. I've been really, really busy by God's grace.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of work. My kids are keeping me more busy than anything else, but other than that, I've been working. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it's a full-time job. It doesn't end. But I've been doing a lot of things at the moment. I'm in studio. writing, busy with a collab with Deborah Cox, we're talking to.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, but also some of the local acts, working with some young hip-hop acts, believe it or not,
yeah,
from the US, trying to hook them up with South African acts in terms of production, songwriting, and, yeah, and a lot of performances.
How does a collab with Deborah Cox come along?
Well, I performed in New York. I performed at the Blue Note last year in November. And there's a guy there, one of the guys met me, that was the manager or so, CEO of marketing for MTV for like 10 years, Nolan Baines. And when he heard me, he was like, man, you know, it's great to hear you. And I, there's a couple of people I think would love to work with you. So I guess he reached out to her, played her some of my stuff, as well as Gordon Chambers, who wrote for Beyonce, Brandy, and a couple of other people. Yeah. So I'm co-writing with Gordon as well.
For somebody who's been doing music for as long as you have, talk to me about how you hear music.
Yeah.
Does it get better?
It sometimes gets confusing. You know, like Brian is saying, there's a myriad of different artists and different styles emerging. And I guess you want to find relevance within that. You know what I mean? And I don't want to try and release a dance album and I say, you know what, act your shoe size. You know what I'm trying to... trying to flex on the rapping.
You know, perhaps let's talk about that. What is relevance? I mean, it seems like it's become such a buzzword. Everyone talks about relevance, but maybe we should just try and understand what relevance is. What exactly is relevance in this particular case?
I guess it's what we, you know, when we listen to radio at this moment.
Yeah.
You know, what do you hear? Particularly in South Africa, you hear trap music, you hear... Afropop is not even as prominent as it used to be.
Sure.
You know, because of hip hop, because of Gqom.
Yeah.
You know, for one. Okay, for one, I don't want to do Gqom. So let's just get that straight.
Okay.
I don't want to do Gqom. But in terms of most of the sounds, particularly the rap sounds, you know, they do take from the old school sounds. They do take from the classics. You know what I'm saying? Do they sample the classics? You know, so it's there's still that kind of, that musicality a little bit.
Yeah.
But again, it's changed because of they will include running hi hats and you know what I'm saying, and 808 and all of that on top of R&B melodies.
It's just
it
our own interpretation to something that already exists.
Yeah. Yes. You know what I mean?
For me, sorry, Brian. Am I?
No. Go ahead.
I think relevance is like, you know, do you have a place?
Yeah.
Do people still find you listenable? Do they still find you interesting? Mm. And for me, that search doesn't really have to be you. I always used to say, you know, it's cool if you branch out into whatever sound or style you like that may or may not be current at the time, but stay rooted in terms of who you are, you know, as an artist. And in terms of, I think for me, relevance is about commentary. It's like, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
You know, about... whatever the current thing is today, you know, ministers beating up girls, you know, what do you feel about that? And you and you give a compliment. I'm not sorry. You know what I mean? I shouldn't laugh. I shouldn't. But I mean, and you comment on that in terms of your voice and your song.
Yeah.
Because Nina Simone, and I always tell people, look, you can sing great. I know many singers that can sing better than me, but do you have a voice? That's a different thing.
You have a voice.
You know, and I think a voice is about that commentary and that relevance that, hey, Brian still has a place.
Yeah.
Even though the music is changing, he's there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If we think about if we think about it critically, is relevance necessary to the music industry in general?
I think people have started blind to cut. I think people have killed that word and made it something that it almost sounds like slang. But I think maybe if we explain what relevance means, it's like you're playing the song is still relevant for me.
Exactly.
You know what
so
I mean?
That's what I'm saying, because there seems to be gaps in knowledge when it comes to what would be or what constitutes relevance. Because I mean, you just gave a great example. The song that's playing in the background, this is David Sanborn. This is Maputo. It's as great as it's ever been.
Always been, exactly.
You listen to it today, you enjoy it today, you can play it anywhere in any situation today. So then this is what I'm trying to understand. If this song is still relevant, then you then forgive me for thinking that perhaps the modern day artist does not necessarily understand what relevance is, because this would be considered irrelevant to them.
Yeah.
And then what's being put out today would then be considered relevant.
Yeah.
and it promotes copying.
I get
copying.
You. Yeah. You know, I'll speak about, you know, my experiences in the industry. You know, doing R&B music and whatnot, and speaking to record companies as well. You know, you look at record companies, what they look for is what's in now, you know? Yeah, sure. If I go as Brian Temba with my live music, with how I sound,
yeah,
they're going to, you know, they're going to double take to think now whether you bring us money or not, yeah, you know? Yeah. And again, I look at how am I living, yeah, you know? How am I living? Am I able to pay my bills? Because you have to consider that.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day.
Absolutely.
You know, we are passionate. I told somebody that, look, I'm passionate about music. I'm passionate, yeah, about what I do. I'm passionate when I sit in studio and I do what I need to do, yeah, you know, and what I love,
yeah,
more than anything. But is it bringing food on the table?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have those things to consider, sure, when you think about relevance as well, because,
yeah,
you look at, you know, I'm not trying to be like Casper in Your Vest or any other person that's, yeah, popular out there and that's killing it, that's, yeah, making so much money,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, but I would like to make to have money, a bit of money,
of course.
Do you think it's harder? Sorry.
No, what I'm just want to, yeah, contribute to what Brian is saying. I think that, you know, well, what I've learned when I kind of almost made a departure, as it were,
yeah,
from the record industry in terms, yeah, of the industry per se and not my fans and people,
yeah,
is that I found that radio stations, record companies, mm, all have a thing that fits their kind of bill.
Yes.
You know, but I found that maybe if my music at the time might not have been the pop or the happening thing of the day,
yeah,
when I took it to people,
yeah,
people still loved
but
it.
But that's the thing.
You know what
that's
I mean?
The thing. Yeah, that's what I always find, Annie. That's,
yeah,
and that's very,
and
very
love
good
Brian
that you've
Timber
said that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people on the ground are willing to buy Brian Temba now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I think you got to go past the labels and go past the status quo and make people accessible, make your music accessible to people.
Yeah, believe it or not, I am very past the record companies.
There you
right
go.
Now.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But it's finding somebody or a team that,
yeah,
will, you know, doing it on your own,
that's, yeah, sure,
is the most difficult thing, because,
yeah,
I will be the artist, I will be the record company,
yeah,
I will be the manager,
yeah,
I will be the PR agent, I will be everything else.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Whereas in this industry, you need a team,
yeah, yeah,
to put you out there. Sometimes, yeah, Ernie, correct me if I'm wrong.
But I know you're recording me or you. The camera's pointing. I don't know which way. Is it a selfie or is it a meanie?
I'm recording me. I'm okay, there's me.
I can release my smile.
You know, I've lost my trail of
thought. Who wouldn't?
Oh, damn. What did I say?
It's all good. It's all good.
I promise you, I didn't mean it.
Tell me something. Is it easier or harder to make music today than it was, say, 20 years ago?
When you say make music, what do you mean? The creation
okay,
of
let's
it?
Do it. Let me put it this way. Is it easier to be in the industry
It's extremely
today
yeah.
than it was maybe 20 years ago?
It's extremely tough. I mean,
yeah,
one of the things I do, and people know this, is
it's tough to be in the industry today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I am like the chairman of Sampra, the,
yeah,
performer. Mm. So I know people in the industry.
Yes.
But man, you try and do something with them. I'm not, and thank God, not I can't put Cliff Central in there because I've never had that experience. It's just a closed door in your face. It's like,
yeah, yeah,
and it's not even like, look, we know your music's great. I mean, you know, people buy it. We know you, whatever. But hey, man, you know, you gotta go. You gotta know the right people. You gotta. And I'm like, man, guys, this is the music,
yeah,
industry.
Yeah.
The people,
is it not enough that you're talented and you?
No,
it's not.
Forget
it's
it.
Not.
Forget it.
It's not.
Forget
man.
It. It's like somebody's deliberately trying to just close,
yeah,
doors for you,
yeah,
because you sing nice and you make good music.
Yeah. And you find less talented people
that's what
doing
I'm saying
better than you. And I'm not throwing no shade on anybody. But I'm saying all we want,
yeah,
is not,
Brian's
realistic, not necessarily saying, let me sell 100,000 records. He's saying, give me the opportunity.
Yes.
Let's level the playing field, and you know, I'll show you who I am.
In studio, still hanging out with Brian Temba and Annie Smith. And obviously, this is a heartbreaking conversation. We continue to have this conversation. I can't remember the number of times I've had this conversation with people, and it just seems to be a continuous thing.
Yeah.
When we come back, we get into our final performance for the day. Yeah. But let me just quickly remind you of something cool that's happening. During LA's most violent riots, two brothers attempt a bank heist that goes wrong with the cops hot on their tails. They make off with no loot. They make off with no loot and head out to Hotel Etemis, a secret medical facility for criminals, run by the nurse and her hulky aide Everest. The Hotel Etemis has three simple rules: no cops, no guns, and no killing the other patients. with a guest list that includes Femi Fatale, assassin, an arms dealer, and a last-minute check-in by a guest known only as the Wolf King. It turns out to be a busy night at the Artemis, starring Jodie Foster, Sterling K. Brown, and Dave Bautista. Hotel Artemis releases in cinemas nationwide today, 3rd August. We're coming back with our final performance for today. Stand by.
This is CliffCentral.com.
You're jamming.
Yeah, let's go. We'll take it live. This is Annie Smith, Lonely.
Come on, Ryan. When I'm feeling kind of lonely,
hey,
all I do, it's call on you, and you come and say, you make it okay,
okay.
I can't trust you that way,
woo. When I'm feeling kind of lonely,
kind of lonely,
say it one more time,
I call on you,
I call on
you, and you come and say, make it okay,
make it okay.
Trust you that way.
I can't trust you that way.
Said I can't trust you that way.
I can't trust you that way.
I said I can't trust you that way.
I can trust you that way.
I can trust you that way.
I can trust you that way.
I said I can't trust you that way.
I can trust you that way.
I said I can't trust you that way.
I can trust you that way.
Like Brian Tambor.
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what you get, man. When you put two greats together, I mean, what can you expect? This is amazing. Yeah. Annie Smith, I know you are a busy man. Where are you performing next?
Tomorrow, I'm at Peter Maritzburg Jazz Festival. At the
can I come with?
Come on. That'll be a blast. For real. One of my friends was supposed to come and join. You know, KB Matila Nyane.
Oh,
she was supposed to just pitch up, but she couldn't make it. Oh. Just rock up on the shows, man. We jam.
Why not?
And I'll pay you a little something.
There you go. See, that's why I love Ernie, man.
There you go. As a true musician. So what are you up to, Brian Timber? Anything that's worth sharing with us?
Yeah, definitely, man. Like I said, I'm working on my EP right now. And after the EP, I'm working on a for the first time ever, I'm working on a live studio album.
Yes.
Where everything is recorded live. Wow. And just from beginning to end.
Wow.
You know, it's a lot of projects that we can work on.
Yeah.
You know, as musicians, and we can't limit ourselves.
Beautiful.
So I'm working on that. I'm producing other people, which is fun, you know, which is beautiful. And on the 25th of August, actually, I'm celebrating Women's Month in Velkom.
Nice.
Yeah, man. What? Goldfields Casino. That's where I'll be.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, you both know I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
If it were up to me, we'd do this every single weekend. Just the two of you guys.
If it's up to me, we'll do it every single weekend.
That's right.
You know, you have to make sure with Ernie Smith what he's referring to. There's always Amanda Jones there.
Yeah, Ernie.
Let's just leave it out there.
Guys, thank you very much. Be blessed and continue to rock. And anytime you have more projects, please come back and share them with us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having us, man. We
thank you kindly. Guys, everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast at least an hour from now. Let me quickly remind you, what if you were told you were going to live to 200 years old? As Salam turns 100, they're looking ahead to the future. The 200 Year Old is a future-facing podcast based on leading science, featuring the voices of Nambita Mpumlwana and Thapelo Mokoena. It's the story of Lesedi Ndaba, told in the year 2218. It's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. Visit the200yearold.co.za to listen or find out more on cliffcentral.com. Much love to my producer for putting the show together. We out of here. Thank you for hanging.
You ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
This is CliffCentral.com.